The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's good to see you. Yeah, more people are joining us. So, folks joining us this morning, both on Zoom, welcome, a very warm welcome, as well as on YouTube, welcome. So I'll just get started this morning. I'll say a couple of words and get started on the guided meditation this morning without much ado. Just to say the theme of the meditation this morning, as you know, happy hour is the practicing the Brahma Viharas. Loving kindness, compassion, etc. And this morning, it seems most appropriate to practice compassion together. Compassion for a broken world. A broken humanity. And compassion for the heaviness in our hearts as to what's happening, and also compassion for all our brothers and sisters, all our siblings in the world who are met with cruelty, whose plea for compassion is met with cruelty, and to practice holding all of the pain in the world, which I know it sounds enormous, and my hope in leading this compassion meditation is for it not to seem overwhelming, but for us to be able to sit with the pain and to hold witness, but not to turn away. It's so easy to turn away because it seems so enormous, so overwhelming, so painful, so much, and yet our practice allows us to sit with, to be with challenges and pain, suffering in the world, whether it's ours or others. That's the strength of this practice, what it affords us to appreciate that all of humanity, it's an ocean. We're all drops of water in the ocean. We're not so different. And the illusion of separateness, the illusion that we are separate, that there is otherness in the world, is really that illusion is the cause of all the pain that we cause one another. So with that as the invitation today, for cultivating compassion, sitting with compassion, not turning away, but making space in our hearts to sit with. I invite you to sit, to change your posture if you need to in this moment. Whatever is supportive for you. If you need to move, this is the perfect moment, perfect time. And allowing yourself to sit comfortably. We're going to spend the first few minutes of the practice period, as always, to settle, to arrive in the body. So arriving and settling this morning, or afternoon or midnight or whatever your time zone may be, in this time in the world, the same time in the world together, as we come together as a Sangha, as a community. To sit in this moment in time, this moment in history. Ah, and to arrive in this body first and foremost. Not to be in our heads, in our thoughts, in our imaginations, but to arrive and feel. The aliveness, the pulsating, the breathing mass of humanity that is this body that is ours. Feeling each breath. Feeling each breath. Moving through the abdomen, the chest, the whole body. Life-giving breath. And with each in-breath and out-breath, noticing ourselves becoming more present. Relaxing and softening more in the body. Arriving each moment. Arriving again and again. If you're lost in thought one moment, no worries, arrive again, no problem at all. Arrive again with the body, with the breath. And just spending a few minutes tilling the soil, letting the breath be calming, soothing, settling. And arriving in yourself, connecting with yourself first. And if there are thoughts that arise that make this connection challenging, they get in the way, thank the thoughts and say, thank you, please come back later. And connecting with your own body, with your own heart, with your own breath, intimate, just arrive. In your own humanity. One breath at a time. As you sit and breathe, I'd like to invite you for this practice. To have the image, to try on the image of the breath entering your body through the center of your chest, nourishing your whole body, this life-giving breath, through the center of your chest. Entering and exiting from your heart center, the proverbial heart center, middle of the chest. Being received, the breath being received. Now, as the breath is received, coming, going from the center of the chest, imagine that, perhaps bring up the image that your breath is connected with your heart center, with your kindness, with your care. And it's just there. It's not something that you need to create. The same way that you don't breathe, the breath just happens on its own. This body breathes. It knows how to breathe. In the same way, the breath, as it moves through and as it moves out, it is imbued. It is imbued with your care and kindness for yourself and for the world. So that each breath fills your body with kindness, with care. With warmth. And as it flows out to the world, it fills the world with your care, with your goodwill, your kindness, friendliness. Seeing that the heart center, this heart is like an organ of care, compassion, love. Transforming transforming suffering and pain, sorrow, and breathing out succor, care, compassion and love. So in this practice, seeing the challenges, suffering, pain, as you breathe in, it gets transformed in the heart center. The heart center as if it were A bright light, having so much brightness of sacred fire. Sacred fire of care and love. And the suffering and pain of the world, of yourself. Of your own heavy heart, of your own sadness and heaviness. As it comes into the heart, it gets transformed into care, and as if rays of light, or as if lightness, it gets shown out to the world, unto yourself, bringing succor, care, comfort to yourself and to any being that your heart turns to. as in the practice of Tonglen, the Tibetan Tonglen borrowed from that practice. Suffering breathed in, transformed on its own. With every breath, in care, love, compassion breathed out. And that you're not holding on to it. You are not doing it. It is done through every breath. Just holding witness. Just holding witness. Not turning away. Realizing that there is so much strength, stability, and the brightness of your heart to hold witness, to transform, for it to transform automatically through every breath, through the care, transform pain and suffering as if they were fogs or dark clouds being breathed in to the heart center and transformed into succor. Breathe it out onto the world and onto yourself. Finding the courage in your heart to stay with in the midst of the suffering with care, with love, not turning away. And finding new capacities in yourself. If at any point you find any degree of overwhelm with the amount of suffering, either in the world or your own heart, put more emphasis on the breathing out of the care and the love and the succor and the peace to balance this practice. At this point in the practice, see if it works for you. Maybe to put a hand on your heart center. And if it works for you to connect with particular sorrows and sufferings and the pains of individuals in this world, subject to cruelty, discrimination, bias and racism. Now turning away and allowing each in-breath to connect with the pain, letting it enter the heart center with the breath and breathing out succor and care and love, connection. As if each out-breath could touch the beings and bring them comfort, bring them care. Bring them ease. Not turning away, realizing the capacity in your own heart. Perhaps you didn't know existed. May all beings everywhere in this world be met with kindness. Be met with dignity. Be met with care and compassion. Not the opposite. Thank you all for showing up this morning and practicing together, practicing compassion for broken humanity. Holding witness, not turning away, cultivating our own heart in its strength and being in this world. So, if you'd like to share any reflections, you can raise your hand. I will unmute you, or if you want to type it in the chat, I will read them out loud. What's arising for you from this meditation this morning? How you are right now? And you have to use the raise hand. But Susan, I can see you. I don't see everyone. Here we go. Actually, I'm going to let you unmute yourself. There you go.
Oh, it worked. Mm. Hi, thank you. Good morning. Good
morning.
It's really nice to be with everybody. And Nikki, I'm really grateful that you brought in the reality of what happens every day in this country, and it's really appropriate for me to have that in my practice, because I know for myself it's impacting me all day, every day, and I really especially like using Tonglen on that, and would love more of that instruction for us. But again, thank you for just naming what's really going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Joe, I'll unmute you.
Basically, it was finding out that I didn't have to take on the suffering of the world. Just let it pass in and out. And that's all I had to do. I didn't have to actually take it on myself.
Yeah. It's when the practice works, it feels like you're recycling. It feels like you're holding witness. And the heart, the caring heart, is recycling the pain and sorrow and holding it with care. And taking on sometimes can feel too much when people feel like they're taking on the suffering of the world and can make the practice very challenging. So I'm glad that it worked for you the way it did. Yeah. That's when it works well. Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate, I have a reflection from Sheila with feeling that wishing that people may be well will not change anything. I appreciate that perspective. And it's not about ending at the wish. With the practice, what we do is that we try to change our perspective. We try to change our perspective into one of caring, holding witness, not turning away. And from that changed perspective, intentions arise and actions arise. This is the idea of unfolding of the practice. One leads to another. And the hope is not that you just end at wishing well and that's all well and good, but that you're actually cultivating a wise perspective in the world to take action. That's the idea of bringing up the intention, the wish, the perspective. And I agree, just wishing things to be different won't make them different. I don't think that's pessimism. I think that's realism, Sheila. So thank you for that perspective. So, let's see. Joe, you have your hand up or is it from before?
That's from before.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, lots of reflections coming in. They're going too fast for me to read, I'm afraid. It's from Charsley that he's feeling wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Charsley, being in the mountains. And there is anger and frustration and disappointment. Yeah, and with confidence that George Floyd's death will lead to more justice, a just future America, just as the deaths. Yeah, I appreciate that perspective, and I've already heard, just as the death, right, death of MLK is, I've actually already heard from a friend whose family has he's progressive and his family has not been, but they've been so horrified by the injustice, by this killing, that they're actually coming around for the first time to have a conversation with him about race and racism. So there are rays of hope. Richard, dealing with numbness and grief. Yeah. Yeah. And the image of breathing through the chest gave me a sense of open-heartedness beyond the self to open my heart to all those feelings. Thank you, Richard, for that reflection. Yeah. And from David, may the oppressors be free from hatred. May they be free from fear. May they be free from anger. May they be filled from wisdom and love. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. We all get hurt. Bias, racism, everyone, those who perpetrate it, whose hearts are filled with hatred and pain, and of course those who are hurt. Yeah. So many reflections. So I'm going to pause, and at this time we switch to allowing an opportunity for the community to have in small groups for just 6 minutes, groups of three, to hold each other with compassion, to hold each other with care, and have a brief conversation in this way. It's just a very special way this morning. So if you like to participate in these small groups in being held with compassion and care and holding others, then I'm going to create the groups now. And if you decide it's not for you this morning, it's perfectly fine. They're very brief. And if you are on YouTube and you'd like to join the breakout room, the Zoom address is 920-063-4024. Again, 920-063-4024. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms now. Just here we go, groups of three. Okay, and creating the breakout rooms. Let's see here. Add a room. Okay, so yes. And I'm going to open the rooms now. Here we go. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. And we have a few minutes. I would love to ask you how either the first part of the practice was for you, the guided meditation, if you like to share. You can unmute yourself and speak or raise your hand and I'll do that. Or if you like to share reflections about the second part of the meditation, please. Charsley, you're unmuted, please.
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you. Yes, this will be a kind of a mixed media share. Thank you for sharing my my chats before. I was able to share in verbally with my dyad partner, and I thank that person so much for patiently listening. That person, I inadvertently took up much of the 6 minutes, probably 5.5 of the 6 minutes, but the person I felt very listened to and honored. So thank you for that. Like I chatted, I'm in a beautiful country. I'm out of the city of Albuquerque where I live. I'm on the edge of a golf course that is not heavily being used, surrounded by birdsong and family. So I feel wonderful. I went for a run this morning. I sat earlier this morning. But then I am also holding anger, frustration, sadness, disappointment, and survivor's guilt, which may be more storytelling. I know that George Floyd's death is, I don't have the word for it because I don't feel like it leads or needed to happen to have a more just America, but I guess maybe a consequence of his death is that I've noted that people are having more conversations about race relations and deeper than I've seen before. And the response by the power brokers, this mayor, he was immediately fired. The officer was immediately fired. When there were calls for his arrest, he was arrested. There wasn't any of this, the POC community that I operate in. We call it white-splaining, kind of trying to explain away the officer's behavior. So, to me, though George Floyd didn't ask to be a martyr, which is sad, he is a martyr, like MLK, like Trayvon, like Ahmaud Arbery, like the millions of unnamed souls that are my ancestors that have died really so that I can live a comfortable existence, and that's where the survivor guilt comes up. But I do think of the quote, the arc of the moral universe is long and does bend towards justice. So that's all that I have.
Thank you so much, Charsley, for beautifully and eloquently sharing reflections this morning. Really appreciate you being here this morning, practicing and sharing really deeply. Thank you. I'm letting both your optimism, your wisdom, and your pain lend all of that. Yeah. And I just learned a new word. I am POC, but I so appreciate, I hadn't heard the word white-splaining. Thank you. I just learned a new word. I've heard mansplaining, but white-splaining is new for me. I love it. Thank you. Yeah. Trudy, I hear you are unmuted.
I am unmuted, yes.
Please.
Yes. The word that just came to me when you were speaking about the death of George Floyd was redemptive. And possibly there is a redemption for all of us in what has happened for the perpetrator, for the victim, and for those of us, myself, I should speak for myself. For me, it's another opportunity to look, to see my own need to remove the scales from my eyes, so to speak, and see people for who they are rather than what I paint them to be. So I hope that will stick.
And Trudy, if I remember, you've been working in social justice for decades.
Yes, I was in Selma in the march there. And in some sense, 55 years later, there's no change, but there is change. And seeing little pieces of the past just fall away, even though they're tiny, that's where I need to look, rather than at the explosion that we're experiencing right now.
Thank you, Trudy. Thank you for your wise words. And it's a privilege to have you with us this morning.
Thank you.
Any other reflections, please? Susan, I see your hand.
Thanks. I was trying to type it all, but that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We have, at Insight Santa Cruz, we have a group called Waking Up to White Privilege. And it just occurs that that would be a duplicatable group. Certainly people could join us in Santa Cruz or on Zoom until it's in person. But if anybody has interest in that, about starting up your own Waking Up to White Privilege group, and it's Dharma based, so it's really about collective liberation, and it's really beneficial to work with others in that way, other white people. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah, thank you. Any other last minute reflections? Yes, Catherine.
Yes. I guess I just wanted to share that, with the COVID-19, that it's so disproportionately affecting Black and Brown communities, and that I'm working in San Francisco with the COVID-19 response and just seeing what it's like here. So I guess it really makes me feel sad that once again, it's all affecting people, you know, who are Black and Brown. So.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that in. Yeah. It's, especially at the time of COVID-19, it seems. Compassion for a broken humanity, broken world. It's like this right now. It's like this right now. And not turning away. And meeting it every day. Meeting both the sorrows and the joys. Meeting them every day and doing our part, as little as that may seem. Even as turning our hearts this morning might seem like a small offering, to the world, but it is an offering. It is an offering to hold witness and to hold with care and compassion and declare that we care. It matters. So it's 8 a.m. So, thank you all for your practice this morning, for showing up together, holding witness, practicing compassion, the style of Tonglen, and for the pain and suffering in the world, which is our own pain and suffering. It's not, we're not separate. We are so not separate. The illusion of separateness. Only if we could see we're really all are one. It's like the waterfall, as Suzuki Roshi said. The waterfall, if you see the waterfall itself, it seems like they're individual droplets in free fall. We are the individual droplets. We feel separate while we're in free fall. But before the drop, we're all one. And after the drop, we're all one in this just short span of our lifetime in this world. We feel we're individual droplets. Anyway, thank you all for your practice, beautiful practice this morning. May all beings be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering, including ourselves. May all beings be free. Thank you. Take good care of your hearts.